After getting a feel for some successful communities, Simona is ready to learn about some tools to help manage communities, as well as key players in keeping the AW computing communities running smoothly. Simona has experience managing communities on different platforms, but this is her first time working with the Salesforce Community Cloud. What should she keep in mind when it comes to working in a community that is built with the Community Cloud? In previous jobs as a community manager, Simona felt that the various communities she managed were disconnected from the respective associated organization they belonged to. In short, they were collaboration silos. The business had its own set of data inside of internal systems, and the community had great feedback, opinions, and ideas that were segregated from the internal systems. Often, Simona was the only point of connection between the two. With communities built on the Community Cloud, Simona can take a different approach with communities she manages. A Salesforce-powered community is not a standalone product. It is part of the powerful Salesforce One platform, which now makes it part of the organization. What does that mean? It means that a Salesforce community includes community features, data from both sources, as well as access to business processes and applications built on the Salesforce platform. The organization is now able to include community members into any business process, which enhances a member's experience and positively influences their overall adoption of the community. Simona must consider who has access to data through the Salesforce security model. If you want a refresher on the basics of the model, check out the Who Sees What series on YouTube by clicking the play icon. It will give you a great overall review of how the Salesforce security model is set up and what considerations need to be made when it comes to sharing data with various users. While she isn't necessarily setting up these profiles and permissions, Simona should have an understanding of how they work. Then, Simona should understand how the community is accessed and whether partners and customers can self-register. As part of this discussion, she will work closely with the AW Computing IT department to fully understand the implications of unauthenticated usage of the community and whether the community should consider third-party authentication providers, such as Facebook, LinkedIn, or Google. Simona should then have a clear and frank discussion with Rob, the AW Computing Administrator, who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Salesforce organization. Simona and Rob will be working closely together on many aspects of the community, and they will each benefit from the relationship and learn from one another. With Rob's help, Simona will become even more at ease with Salesforce, and in turn, Rob will understand the needs of the community. They should be close allies, buddies, best friends even. As they work closer together, their communities will benefit from the expertise of each and meet the needs of their company and their members. Now that the community has been launched, members are visiting and joining, entering discussions and adding topics, and getting great use out of the content generated in the community. With this success, Simona will need to stay on top of the discussions, work to build engagement, and handle posts and files that have been flagged as inappropriate or as spam. Let's see some of the tools she will use while managing Salesforce communities. Rob has granted Simona the Create and Setup Communities permission, which allows her to access the community management page. Moreover, she has been given a permission set with Moderate Communities Feeds, which allows her to moderate flagged content from the community management page. With these permissions, Simona has overarching administration and moderation capabilities in Salesforce communities. Let's take a look at each section of the community management page in more detail. Note that the options of what can be viewed from this page change depending on the template used to make the community. In this case, AW Computing chose the Customer Service Napili template for the Customer Service community. From this page, Simona can access a variety of moderation tools, as well as the Community Builder, where she can customize the community look and feel. Click on each area to find out more about these tools. Now that Simona has created a customer community, she can further customize and style the community pages to match AW Computing's branding by using the Community Builder in Community Workspaces. Community Builder, in conjunction with Community Templates for Self-Service, lets you create, brand, and publish a custom community. Note that Community Builder doesn't support branding for sites that are created using the Salesforce tabs plus Visual Force template. Click each marker to learn more about Community Builder. The Components tab allows Simona to drag and drop Lightning components into the page and customize them. The Branding tab allows Simona to update the style of her community in order to match her company's branding. By using this tab, Simona can also change the colors, images, and font style used in the community branding. In order to quickly view a section of the page, Simona can use the Page Structure tab. If she clicks a section in the drop-down list, then the section gets highlighted on the page, making it more visible to the user. From the Pages menu, Simona can navigate quickly to any page in her community. By using the View Mode tab, Simona can see how her community appears on the mobile, tablet, and desktop screens. In order to see how the community appears to her community members, Simona can use the Preview feature. Simona can publish the page to make the changes available to her community members using the Publish feature. When Rob set up communities, he enabled flagging capabilities for all users. Simona has access to moderate flagged posts and files from the community management page. From here, she can either remove the flag or delete the post or file in question. In order to have Simona use dashboards, Rob had to install a package from the AppExchange. Once he did that, Simona mapped specific dashboards to specific communities to see a series of metrics, such as data related to adoption, engagement, moderation, and much more. These reports and dashboards are extremely useful in their out-of-the-box version and can be further customized to meet the measurement needs of a community. Simona realizes the power behind the community cloud while working with reports and dashboards. She can now combine data from Salesforce with data from the community and access all of it right from the community management page. For example, she can make custom reports that show data like the support agent who closes most community cases or the number of cases deflected by the community. Collaboration and business process participation can be measured directly in the dashboard. She is excited to no longer be the only point of contact between the community and the company. Anyone with access to this data will be able to run reports and receive real-time feedback on products, challenges, and processes. Topics are used to organize content in a community. During the setup of the customer self-service community with the customer service Napili template, Rob added 3 featured topics to display prominently on the website. In addition to these, he also added navigational topics that are used to organize knowledge articles displayed in the community. She was managing the customer support community. Simona saw that the top trending topic was drivers, which didn't show up as either a navigational or featured topic in the community. She quickly added it to the homepage, a great example of driving community content based on real-time user feedback. Topics give insight on what is being discussed in the community. Members can add their own topics to discussions, and the trending topics show up in dashboards and the trending topics component of the page. Simona knows that recognition and a little friendly competition usually lead to more active members, so she takes advantage of an easy-to-use reputation system that builds on existing gamification capabilities. Instead of using the default levels and point values that appeared when Rob enabled reputation, Simona chose to customize the point assigned for each task and the level names to meet her community's needs. Members start to accrue points by performing the actions that have assigned point values. Once the member reaches the top of the level's point threshold, they move up a level. They and the other members of the community see their reputation level on their profile and when hovering over their name. Total points also show on a member's profile. Both Simona and Rob will access the various options under administration. Let's focus on 2 important areas: members and preferences settings. The members section clearly shows who has access to the community. Simona can see a list of profiles and permission sets of members who can log into the community. This list of profiles and permissions with access was the product of discussions between Simona and Rob, and based on who was supposed to see what within the community. As new members are added to the community from existing contact records, someone in AW Computing was responsible for assigning the right profile to allow access. Under the preferences settings, Simona sees that she can enable or disable a variety of settings, such as personal messages, knowledgeable people, and reputation. Simona decides to appoint a community moderator, Joseph, to help her keep on top of all the important conversations. She realizes that her role as community manager can overlap with Joseph's role as community moderator. However, there are important differences. First and foremost, a community manager must be an internal employee of the company. Various permissions sets given to Simona allow her to access all the flagged posts in the community and can take specific actions on those posts from the community management page. A community moderator, on the other hand, can be an external member of a community. With his permissions as moderator, Joseph can only see the flagged posts that he has access to, rather than all flagged posts in the community, and he can only take actions on those posts in context rather than from the community management page. If you need a more granular breakdown of who can do what as a community manager and a moderator, and which permissions are needed, click on the screen to download the Salesforce Communities Manager's Guide from Help and Training. Simona has reviewed the Salesforce security model, become a close ally to the system administrator, learned about the various tools in her possession to manage and moderate a community, and appointed an external community moderator. She is now ready to take charge of AW Computing's two communities.